America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Jason Kelce, actually a pretty good lead into the Pettycast. We do the Pettycast every Tuesday. It's Petty Tuesday on the Payne and Pendergast show. We get petty. We highlight pettiness. And if you want to weigh in with your petties, 713-572-4610. Some of you weighing in on conflict law, which we just asked for. We asked for you guys to weigh in. We'll get to some of your texts as well about the Jason Kelce smashing the phone situation. But first, Seth, I am going to get petty, laughing out loud, LOLing about something right now. I don't know if you saw this, but Gerrit Cole opted out of his deal with the Yankees a couple days ago. And the terms and conditions were, hey, I'm going to opt out. The Yankees can bring Gerrit Cole back, though, if they agree to tack on another year at $36 million at the end of his deal. He's still got 4 years, $140 million left on his deal with the Yankees. He opts out of that deal, trying to get the Yankees to play chicken and give him another $36 million. And the Yankees apparently yesterday said, no, we're okay. If you want to hit free agency, knock yourself out. Obviously thinking he's not going to get 4 years, $140 million on the open market. Or feeling like he doesn't want to go play somewhere else for more money. But the Yankees played Gerrit Cole's little game of chicken and said, no, go ahead, hit free agency. And Gerrit Cole's like, no, wait, hold on.
For Pete's sake,
bring me back. So the two sides basically agreed to put their weapons down and say, fine, just come on back for the 4 years, $140 million. Like, Gerrit Cole's like, just kidding. I'm not opting out. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I love that Gerrit Cole got into a game of chicken with the Yankees, and the Yankees didn't flinch. And Gerrit Cole, now granted, a very well-compensated moron, but he looks a little bit like a moron right now.
Yeah, I guess so. Juan Soto's probably going to be gone. What are the odds on Juan Soto being back?
With the Yankees, I mean, they're in the top three, I think. The Mets supposedly are ready to make him a King's Ransom offer, so we'll see.
He was not. He pulled a little bit of a Gerrit Cole himself in the closeout game there when they lost. Or not the closeout game, but the game they lost the World Series. Just sitting by himself in the dugout afterwards was very much like, oh, no, there's, you know, team in the league is open.
Suitors, let's go.
No loyalty here to this loser org.
Right.
It's fun. It's fun in the regular season and everything, but these guys suck in the playoffs.
Very
Have you guys noticed?
Very
Have you not gotten tired of this?
Very Cole-like. So that's my first personal petty is I enjoyed watching Gerrit Cole kind of like have to go back with his tail between his legs to the Yankees and say, okay, fine. Give me my 4 years, 144, for Pete's sake. The game between the Saints and the Panthers, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but that may as well have been the Petty Bowl between two bad teams. Michael Thomas going after Derek Carr with a ton of tweets after the game, after Derek Carr led Chris Olave right into a hospital ball. And Michael Thomas, former Saints receiver, immediately took to Twitter during the game and went off on Derek Carr. I'm not going to read all the tweets, but the best one was when he called Derek Carr ass on my granny. That was the best of the tweets. He's not going to top any of those. He called him granny ass, basically. Like, shriveled, wrinkled ass is what.
Oh, no, no, no. I think, yeah, like, on my granny is, like on God. Like, I think he was saying.
Oh,
like,
on my granny. Oh, okay.
He's ass, like, on my
I like my
granny,
version like, of it better.
That's, like, on my mother's soul, I would say. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just took it as, like, Derek Carson's just ass. He is wrinkled octogenarian ass is what he is.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. So you had that. Then you had other, like, social media was on fire. Like, you had Chris Olave's brother, Josh Olave, tweeted out, bro just called, he's up and active with the prayer hands. And then somebody retweets, it says, might be time to have that is it worth it talk. And Josh Olave, Chris Olave's brother, replies to it and says, ain't worth it in New Orleans, I'll tell you that. So you've got the brother of one of their more prominent, one of their only core young guys there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Basically saying he needs to get up and out of there in New Orleans. And I'm guessing if the brother's saying it, that they've had this conversation between the two of them, Chris Olave and Josh Olave, before.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Look, New Orleans is in, they're in this long funk of trying to dig themselves out of all of
that's
their
a bad job for whoever takes it.
Salary cap maneuvering and everything. It's just, yeah. It's going to be that least appetizing destination, I think.
That's
for
someone
a couple
on,
years.
Yeah, that's someone on a cash grab taking that job.
Yeah.
Then there's Lonnie Johnson, former Texan, former Saint, now a Carolina Panther, who tweeted at Cam Jordan and said, "Damn, bro, so are we last or y'all last?" Because they're both 2-7 now.
Yeah.
And now Carolina's got the tiebreaker over New Orleans. So technically, Carolina's not even in last place anymore. Kalen Saunders, an offensive tackle for the Saints, retweets and says, LMAO, Lonnie, brother, shut your weak ass up. We'll both be in Cabo January 10th. SMH, I know we ain't in no who's in last place argument. This is absurd. No, Kalen, you are, because Lonnie Johnson is absurd. Well, that's why you're in this argument.
And yeah. Lonnie, man. I was hoping it was going to work out for Lonnie here in his second go around. By the way,
never came
close. I thought
close.
He did a lot of good things in camp that were, you know, Lonnie Johnson like. Like, he was showing up and being aggressive appropriately, not getting flagged for it. He wasn't making boneheaded decisions. So,
Yet, in the fourth quarter of every preseason game, there he is. He's out there running around with the fours and the fives. It was whatever. I'm with you. I thought he did some good things, but never made a dent. If there's a petty cast, then we must include HOA Florio in it. He's petty all the time. You pointed this out to me, that he's got a new cause célèbre. And it is Tom Brady being held to the rules for owners while he is on commentary, while Brady is on commentary. Here was Brady being critical of the referees. I believe this was the Brian Branch ejection in the Packers-Lions game. And Brady being very critical of the officials here.
I don't love that call at all. I mean, obviously it's a penalty, but to me, that has to be serious intent in a game like this.
Conduct, defense number 32. It'll be an additional 15-yard penalty, first down, Green Bay.
Holy cow.
Holy cow. Mike Florio wrote a piece. It wasn't even really about this, but he just took like a paragraph at the end. I'm trying to open the link right now, and I'm having trouble doing it. But he basically just at the end said, because the piece was about Brian Branch's ejection that he wrote about.
Yeah.
It says NFL ejects Brian Branch for hit on Bo Melton of the Packers. And at the end, he says, an interesting wrinkle to the play. Tom Brady, calling the play on Fox, said he disagreed with the league's decision to eject Branch. Brady's a minority owner of the Raiders and is subject to the same rules as all team personnel, which restrict any criticisms of the league or its officials. Branch might not be the only one who gets in trouble with the league offices.
Yeah,
this is as HOA and petty as it gets.
It is. It's like sticking your nose into, like, all right, I don't know if anybody actually really cares about this stuff, but you really want to prop it up. Like, and it's, I would say, like, in defense of Brady, it wasn't. There's one thing. There's a difference between criticizing a decision and criticizing the officials, and that's subjective. You know, you could argue about whether, you know, they're one and the same. But I don't think I was watching it in real time, and I never felt like Brady was going above and beyond and criticizing the officials or anything. It was just I think he doesn't agree with the way the policy is and the way that the way it's going. So yeah, I don't. I would say. No, zero. But I give I give Florio credit for trying to get his clicks and for being petty because that's his brand.
Does Florio have a whiteboard in his office where he keeps track of all his different causes that he's trying to represent right now? Like, is he
when
still
when it comes
on?
To rules and regs?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think
he's
probably
a lawyer.
Got a spreadsheet.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
I think when it comes to rules and regs, he's way more dialed into it and just can't let things sit. He has to, it irks him. He has to, he has to figure out exactly whether everybody's toeing the line.
James Franklin.
Florio, the other big thing Florio is just weirdly concerned about is the alternate broadcasts. He somehow acts like Peyton Manning being on ESPN2 is like Peyton Manning wielding his big stick or something.
Yeah.
He didn't. He turned his nose down at the Simpsons broadcast, which was an alternate broadcast.
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't like any of that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, if you recall, he was in a press conference a couple of weeks ago where there were allegations that came out, I guess, about former players at Penn State that were involved in some bad stuff, some sexual assault stuff. And the Penn State SID came out before the press conference. This is like his middle-of-the-week press conference, and said, hey, guys, we've put out a statement about this. Coach Franklin is not going to answer any questions about it. Franklin steps up to the microphone. Very first question is about, when did you find out about these allegations? Franklin doesn't even say no comment. He just walks off the stage like a child. Has the SID remind the media that he's not going to answer questions about this? And then Franklin, kind enough to step back on the stage. Like, James Franklin turns me off. After the loss to Ohio State this weekend, Franklin had no problem talking, though. There's a fan yelling at him from the stands as Franklin's walking off the field. And Franklin stops to yell at him and ask him what his name is. Like, what's your name? What's your name? Tell me your name. And the guy just walked away, and Franklin walks away. He was asked about that exchange with a fan during his Monday press conference yesterday.
Someone screaming at me and my daughter within a couple feet as we're walking off the field. And I'm good with that. That comes with the territory. I asked the young man what his name was. To me, it's like posting something. If you're going to post something, post it with your picture and your name and own what you post. And if you're going to say something, own it. I just asked the gentleman what his name was. Started stuttering, backed up, and didn't say his name. So critiques and opinions come. That's part of the territory. I get it. I asked the young man what his name was.
Yeah, I agree with what he says about social media, like people putting their name on things. I just felt like, man, just get to the locker room. You don't have to.
That's the one thing. And again, like even with the Jason Kelce thing, where he turned around and a kid that was completely and totally out of line, got what he had coming to him, except that. Yeah, ideally, yeah, you got to be bigger than that, and you just got to be tunnel vision as you're handling all that. Like Bill O'Brien going after the fan that was up above him.
Yeah,
it paints a picture when you're the leader, especially, that you're just too hyper-reactive.
Right.
You know, and that you're not focused on the things you should be focused on.
Yeah, yeah. And it just, the visual of that juxtaposed to the visual of him just walking off the set of a press conference like a child because the questions were tough. James Franklin, by the way, 1-14 against top five teams, 3-18 against top 10 teams at Penn State. Now, granted, those are really good teams that he's playing. I would venture to say very few coaches have even a winning record, let alone a mediocre record against top five teams. But that is what has him in trouble with the fan base right now.
I don't know. I kind of like, yeah, and he didn't. If he had done this when they were riding on the top of the world, he'd be hailed as a hero for it. They would be lifting him up as somebody who stands for all that's right in America. And yet, you can't do it when you're a loser.
No.
You just can't do it when you're a loser.
Can't do it. People weighing in on the text page, we asked the question, was Jason Kelce justified in throwing and smashing that kid's phone who used a gay slur talking about Travis Kelce, Jason's brother. You guys, if you've missed the video, it's out there. We talked about it in the previous segment. Somebody weighing in, it's an exception. We asked for lawyers to weigh in.
Yeah, because I wanted to know about the fighting words doctrine.
Yeah,
belief that you can just go up, that the First Amendment allows you to go up and say whatever you want to somebody's face.
Right.
There are, it's the old, you know, there's exceptions to that.
Yeah.
In the way, so the fighting words doctrine is like, listen, you're not released from all consequences when you flat out go up to somebody's face and say, hey, you're insult somebody's brother or do something that might be construed as fighting words.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's an exception and or defense to assault. Fighting words, proper noun, is what it's called in Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And then there's somebody else saying that they don't like you and I opining on policy.
Well, yeah, you said you guys don't know anything about the First Amendment.
Let me read the text so people know it. You two have got to stop acting like you know anything about government or policy. First Amendment doesn't say, quote, unless they say it to your face.
Yeah, okay, quote. You're an idiot, okay? You're an absolute idiot because this is two things. One is that, not you, Sean, the guy texting that in. One, I openly said, lawyers, please explain this and tell me if I'm correct on this or not. So I was admitting that I'm not a First Amendment scholar. Two, it's not about what the First Amendment says specifically and whether it addresses every single issue. It's how the courts have interpreted it. And this is going back to like the early 20th century. So go die. Go die with you like casting aspersions about my knowledge of the First Amendment when you wouldn't even address the fighting words doctrine, which I brought up.
Yeah.
You, sir, are not fit for the text line.
Thank you.
Not like the other paragons of First Amendment knowledge have on the text line. Yes.
By the way, it's the 5-hour energy fan line, 5-hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and it's football super fans.
Just like the First Amendment doesn't specifically say that you can't walk into a crowded movie and yell fire.
Yeah.
And yet you're not allowed to do that. Right. Yeah. It's the way the courts interpret the First Amendment.
Someone's saying they need a segment.
Take a damn high school civics class, you clown. My God.
Someone's saying they need a segment where I translate the latest slang. And they says cranny ass. I think my interpretation of it is more insulting. It's, you know, that's how I feel. Someone says Sean's getting old. No kidding.
I like that I'm looked at as the young one in the bunch.
You're hip.
That I know how the kids talk.
You're hip AF. So.
Yeah.
All right. That was the petty cast. Text in your petties. We'll read some of them in the next segment. Let's circle back to the Texans. I had four questions going into yesterday. How did D'Amico Ryans do answering my questions? Do I feel like I have been satisfied with where the Texans are in these four areas, including the trade deadline? And there was a big one made that affects the Texans on Sunday, and we'll get to all that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.